Section86.com.
How y'all doing? Welcome back to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Creative Tragedy.
Of It Burns on IP, the only podcast around that talks about real country music.
Welcome to the Kiwani Sports League.
Welcome to Vertebreaker, your weekly insight into the world of professional wrestling and pop culture. Changing the world of podcasting.
After you get done jerking off, it kind of just looks like a little popsicle.
One show at a time.
Insomnia approved.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I've been trying to tell this guy for like fucking a year and a half.
86 Productions.
This is your Red Hot Lava roving reporter Bob Hurst here. I have got breaking news from the world of Section86.com. Not only do they have great podcasts like It Burns When I Pee, Vertebreaker, and Creative Tragedy, but now they have Howard. No, not Howard Stern. Howard from Bootleg Asylum Radio Show. The Bootleg Asylum Radio Show is on every Friday night from 12 a.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at flapdaddy.com. If you can't listen live, you can download his show at section86.com every Tuesday. Howard plays the best in classic rock, metal, country, and blues. It's the best in bootleg music, so check out the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show live at flapdaddy.com every Friday, or download the show every Tuesday at section86.com.
Hey, y'all, this is DSA from the Texas Rifles. Beer raising and hell drinking with Howard on the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show. Give me a hell yeah!
Hell yeah! If you will, an individual with no radio broadcasting experience. The face is unknown. The features nondescript. During the next 2 hours, do not attempt to adjust your web browser, for this person has complete control. You, the listeners, are about to enter a dimension of no sight, all sound, where music fantasies become music realities, where the only voice you hear is that of a singular personage known as One More Name, host of the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show.
Hey there, this is Tap Rat from The Rat. You are listening to the Bootleg Asylum Radio here on FlatDaddy.com.
We'll be right back.
Mississippi mud.
Well, I'm leaving this
Hey, everybody, it's Blake Clayton, your host of It Burns When I Pee at Section86.com, and you're listening to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show right here on Flappadaddy.com.
Simple truth. Now Yeah, some very early Van Halen. Supposedly recorded in 1976, Gene Simmons of the band Kiss got the band together in a studio and recorded a demo disc, and this was one of the songs off that. The song is called House of Pain, which never made it on any of the studio albums. A lot of the songs that were on this demo disc ended up on one of the first three or four albums in some form or another, but the song here, House of Pain, never made it on there. Anyway, that's very early Van Halen, and I hope you like that. The song's called House of Pain. Just kicks ass, and hats off to Gene Simmons for picking this band up, man. Look what they did. How y'all doing? Welcome back to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show. I hope your Friday night's going good. And I want to thank everybody who's hanging out in the chat room with me and everybody who's taking time to listen to the show while you're browsing on the internet. And especially everybody who's taken the time over the last few months to download my podcast at section86.com. This is podcast number 12, and the numbers have been really good, you know, way more than I ever thought. And I appreciate, like I said, you guys taking the time to download this and everybody who's been supporting my show. And not only my show here at flatdaddy.com, there's a lot of other shows. You get a chance to surf around on Flat Daddy. You'll find a lot of shows during the week. Like tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, right before my Bootleg Asylum Radio Show comes on, we have Lefty X's LP Sides Only. He's on every Friday night, like I said, from 9 p.m. Eastern Time right up till midnight when my Bootleg Asylum Radio Show starts here at flatdaddy.com. He plays half sides from vinyl albums, and he puts on a great show and just kick-ass music. And on Tuesday nights, he's doing the same thing from 10 p.m. Eastern Time till midnight, playing half sides from albums. And like I said, Lefty has quite an eclectic taste in music. I always say that, but it's true. And you'll never know what you're going to hear. And he always puts on some great tunes and half sides of albums and just great stuff. Vinyl albums, no less. And on Monday nights, Lefty X has a video concert show where he plays full-length video concerts from various artists. And it's just a kick-ass show. I think last week he played a three-hour Wayne Hancock set. And just kicks ass. So Lefty X really does a lot of shows here at flatdaddy.com. So throughout the week, you can catch one of his shows, like I said, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Fridays. We also have other radio shows like mine and Lefty X. You have Misfits Radio. He's on Tuesday mornings and Wednesday mornings, and sometimes he's on Fridays. But he plays a lot of local artists around the Fenton, Michigan area, as well as the local artists around the whole country. And he just puts on a great show here at flatdaddy.com. And you also have the show called The Rat with your host, Tap Rat, every Tuesday night from 7 p.m. until 9 p.m. Central Time. He plays Star Trek original series episodes, and it's just a great show with your host, Tap Rat. And every Monday night, you have Sports Point with Larry. He's on every Monday night from 7 p.m. until 9 p.m. Central Time. He wraps up the sports for the weekend, and in the last hour of the show, if he can and if he has time, he plays some really great music, so help support Larry's show here at flatdaddy.com also. And over at section86.com, you have one of the best country podcasts on the planet. You have Blake Clayton's It Burns When I Pee. You also have Creative Tragedy and Vertebreaker. There's a lot of shows out there, and we appreciate you guys taking time to support these. All right, once again, enough of the shameless plugs. Getting back to the bands I was playing during that first set, right before the Van Halen demo from Gene Simmons in 1976, we played an album from the band called The Sheevers, the album Cambridge Country, and we heard a song of theirs called Bad Case of the Blues, and just a great band. Go to MySpace and look for The Sheevers and check out more from them. Band Rush, right before them, from their Caress of Steel album, a song I've been beginning to relate to here lately. The song's called I Think I'm Going Bald, and just like I said, what a great band, Rush, and early Rush at that. Lanny Strickland Band, song they have out called Tore Down, and they're a band I seen in 2005, first time I seen Hank Williams III, and Ass Jack. The opening band was Lanny Strickland Band, and never heard of them before that, and man, they blew me away. Really good stuff. Have a kind of Lynyrd Skynyrd sound to them, but again, it's their own music at the same time. And go check out more from the Lanny Strickland Band. And speaking of Hank III, right before that, I played a couple songs recorded at the music studio in 2000 at the World Cafe, and that was Hank Williams III with the Damn Band, which at that time, the Damn Band was Michael McCandless on fiddle, and man, what a loss. And great fiddle player, man, great band at that time. Jim Murphy on stand-up steel guitar. He had Dwayne Dennison, the great Dwayne Dennison, on guitar. Jason Brown on stand-up bass. And Sean McWilliams on drums. And man, in 2000, that band was untouchable. They just kicked ass, and proof positive right there with those two songs. We heard Mississippi Mud, and I Never Thought I'd End Up On This Road. Just a fantastic song that never ended up on any of the albums, and I'm not sure why that is. And hopefully, you know, in the future, he's got one of these, he's got one of these versions tucked away somewhere that's going to be hopefully released officially. But just a great version there, like I said, recorded at the music studio at the World Cafe. And audio quality there was just outstanding, and I'm glad to have documentation of that. And I started the night off with the band AC/DC. They happened to be the featured bootleg artist of the night, and the song I played at the beginning of the hour was She's Got Balls, and it's taken, just a great song, man, taken from the Volts album. And I was so happy when this album was released. It's early, vintage early Bon Scott, and a lot of these are alternate takes and demos that were never made it on albums, or if they did make it an album, there are different versions than what's on this Volts. And like I said, when this came out, I was so happy, man, vintage Bon Scott. And like I said, they're the featured bootleg artists. And here in a couple seconds, I'm going to be playing about a half an hour set recorded in 1977. It's an FM broadcast. And man, I'm so thankful for it. You'd think this is a studio cut. A lot of these songs, they're just, the quality of this bootleg is just fantastic. And it was recorded at kind of a lackluster event, if you ask me. It was some kind of a music conference, a record label music conference where they go and I think there was record owners there, radio executives. And they're there having dinner, like I said, with some of these newer bands. In 1977, AC/DC wasn't very popular or well-known here in the States at all. Overseas they were. But anyway, so, you know, check this out. In between the songs, you know, really lackluster audience, you know, response to a lot of these songs. But, you know, within a year or two, you know, this band would be unstoppable. So it's kind of funny to listen to it. These bands, these songs that they're playing just kick ass, man. They're nailing these songs. And the quality, like I said, you're going to find out here in just a second, is just fantastic. So, well, anyway, I'm going to let the music speak for itself. This is AC/DC Live, 1977. You're listening to the Bootleg Asylum Radio right here at FlapDaddy.com.
I'd like to ask the waitresses if they would stop clearing the table. We'd appreciate it very much because of the technical difficulties and the very sensitive sound that's around here. So could we ask you to please clear the floor? Thank you. We've introduced an awful lot of people from Warner Brothers and Elektra from Atlantic and also from WEA. And I think about the only person or the only thing that we haven't given recognition to is to the fried chicken and the ham hock. Can we hear it for the ham hock? Chosen by Jackie Brown and Roger Hell. I just have really one short announcement that I'd like to make, and that's that we realize that you have an awful lot of things to carry back from a convention like this.
Okay, good evening.
So the executives from Atlantic Records and from Elektra Asylum have asked me to announce that they will mail to you, for your enjoyment, a copy of the Creed album and also a copy of AC/DC. It'll be mailed directly to your home. Okay?
Power Rock, AC/DC.
Quiet on ya! We'll change that.
Live wire!
child. Yeah, yourself as a boy or a girl. Problem child. Album. This one's called Sin City. Might be here, might be anywhere. Here's one called She's Gone Shooting. She got herself a gun. Hey, thank you. Here's one for you. All the guys out there like fat women over 15 stone. This one's called Whole Lotta Rosie. Ain't no better story. Ain't no cinema. Why you ever?
Yeah, I don't know, man. Recorded in 1977. Yeah, it was a FM broadcast, but man, the quality's too damn good on that. It's got to be some kind of a master tape from the radio station itself. And whoever put this up on Dime a Dozen for download, man, I certainly appreciate this great documentation. What happens to be, I believe, if you listen to the beginning of this bootleg, it's some kind of a conference that their record companies put out. And I believe it was for their probably radio stations and the record store owners, I'm not sure. But anyway, great documentation right there of AC/DC 1977, right before their Power Age album came out. And you know, the response between a lot of the songs from that audience there was pretty lackluster, like I said before. And within a couple of years, once Highway to Hell hit the charts, man, they never turned back, and they're pretty much unstoppable from that point on. But man, I certainly appreciate that, and hope you found something on there you like, just a kick-ass early Bon Scott era set of AC/DC. Still to come on the Bootleg Sound Radio Show in the last hour here, we still have our weekly album review with Jared Morningstar, like we do all the time. We have album reviews, MySpace band reviews, and we do bootleg reviews of artists sometimes also. But this week we're going to be reviewing the new Melvins album called Nude with Boots, and that's coming up here pretty quick. I'm going to get back into music now, and I'll talk to you on the other side of these. You've been listening to the Bootleg Asylum Radio right here at FlapDaddy.com.
Thank you very much. Enough for our next hour. I'd like to do a little thing called Beep Boop Boop. We'll be right back.
dear friends. It's so beautiful up here, dear friends. It's so clean. Yes, dear friends, there's no drunken drivers here. No broken glass. No air. Over.
You must be way out there, Pastor. Over.
I'm high, all right. But not on false drugs. I'm high on the real thing. Powerful gasoline, a clean windshield, and a shoe shine. Over.
Jared Morningstar and myself are going to be reviewing the brand new album from the band Melvins. I started this set off with Jimi Hendrix covering a song, Blue Suede Shoes, and I did that because the Melvins started out in 1982. They were playing cover songs of Hendrix and The Who, and that's why I started the set off with Jimi Hendrix. And the song I just played was off the brand new album from the Melvins called Nude with Boots, and the song I played was track number 10 called The Savage Hippie. On the phone with me right now is Jared Morningstar to help review the album. And Jared Morningstar, welcome back to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show.
Thanks, Howard. Good to be back.
I don't think I've touched on this since we've started these reviews, but you're associated with a brand new Metal Farm magazine that's coming out next month. Is that correct?
Yes, at least for the first issue. They're doing an article, a cover story, about the reinstate Hank Williams campaign that we've covered on here. And they wanted me to write, basically just an informational article about, you know, the history of Hank and, you know, the Opry and everything. And I guess what they're going to do is take different portions of the article I wrote and kind of intertwine it with, you know, other bits and pieces of the of information about the campaign and Hank Free's take on it. So it'll be interesting. I'm really looking forward to see what they do with it.
Yeah, I can't wait for that Metal Farm to come out. And like I said, you know, they're really behind us, reinstatehank.org. And the really cool thing about it, too, is on the magazine cover, they have Hank Free with a meat grinder. And that's way cool.
Yeah, I've seen it. It's an interesting cover. It's certainly going to catch people's attention. And you have to do that with the first issue of any magazine.
Oh, that'll get attention, all right. And not only with Metal Farm, you're also going to be, you've been associated with Blake Clayton's. Like I've been telling people, it's probably the best country music podcast on the planet. Is It Burns When I Pee, and I know you've been part of his show in the past, and you're going to be on his next podcast, I believe.
Yes, I'm scheduled to do a review, and which is something I've done with him in the past, and I'm looking forward to that. And I'm also, looking forward to working with him in the future.
And not only that, starting next Wednesday at flatbeta.com, where the Bootleg of Sound radio show here is broadcast, and Jared, you're going to be starting up your own show, is that correct?
Yes, I'm finally going to take the big step into spinoff land. It's going to be called the Hank and Shane Show. It's going to be 2 hours Wednesday night, every Wednesday night, 9 to 11. It's going to play, you know, a lot of different types of music, as well as, you know, insert my own little bits and pieces of commentary about the world at large. It's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, earlier I had sent you, I think about a week or two ago, I had sent you this new album called Nude with Boots from the Melvins. And I know you've had a chance to listen to it, so I just wanted to get your thoughts on the whole album.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's interesting listening to this record because, you know, I've heard the name Melvins a lot. You know, growing up, spending my teenage years in the early to mid-90s, when, you know, bands like Nirvana and Soundgarden and Alice in Chains were, you know, on top of the world, you know, you hear the name Melvins a lot because it's like one of those bands, and they have been around a long time, we're going to touch on that. That have inspired bands like them. So I've always kind of like wondered what they were like, you know. I mean, there are like a lot of those grunge bands that were like, you know, that came before Nirvana, Soundgarden, and them, like a Mudhoney, like a Green River, like a Screaming Trees, that kind of like paved the way. And then Melvins is like one of those bands that are kind of grouped in with them sometimes. And
yeah, well, Kurt Cobain was a big fan of the Melvins. Matter of fact, I think he tried out for bass to play bass for the Melvins, and he didn't make it.
Yeah, well, and from what I've read, being a bass player for the Melvins isn't easy. But I also believe that Dale Crover did some drumming for Nirvana as well.
Yeah, that's true.
So, anyway, and I was listening to the album. I mean, granted, this is my first exposure to the Melvins, and I really hope to get more of it because I've heard, you know, some fantastic things. And it's interesting because I've listened to a lot of bands that sound, you know, from this generation, this era, and this band doesn't sound anything like a Mudhoney, anything like a Green River, anything like a Screaming Trees. It's based in old school rock and roll, and yet it's very sludgy, very dark. In fact, the word grunge might describe this band's sound more than any other band I've heard in, you know, that's even been associated with that sect of rock and roll. And the one band that I thought a lot about for people that haven't heard a lot of Melvins, if you like Clutch, I think you are going to hear a very Clutch-esque sound when you listen to this stuff. If anything, Clutch is like the less raw version of the Melvins. And this album is not going to be one for everybody unless you really, really like metal. And it really has three different portions in terms of what I see as, you know, different qualities. The first third, starting with the opening track, Kicking Machine, and going down through track three, Dog Island. It was hard for me to get into tracks one and three. Billy Fish is a really good song, number two. It was a little bit easier to get into. The vocals, the King, his vocals are
King Buzz.
King Buzz. A little bit of an acquired taste, but
well, it changes throughout the whole album if you noticed.
Yeah, it does. It's interesting. And, I'll talk more about that in a minute. Then you get to what I think is a really good instrumental. You know, it's nice when you find a band that's willing to put a really good rock instrumental on their album. And Diarrhea is a really good rock instrumental.
Yes, it is.
And, And then when you get to the middle third of the album, which is what I think the strongest part, is where you really start getting that classic rock mixed in with the really grungy, sludgy type sound. Starting with what I believe is the strongest track on the album, Suicide in Progress. I know you, you and I were talking about this. The vocals don't kick in until a little bit further into the song, but it does kind of have like a Zeppelin vibe. And after you said that, I can see where you're coming from.
Yeah, I think track one and track five, you know, with the vocals aside, it sounds like a lot like a Zeppelin.
Yeah, and I would agree with you. The Smiling Cobra, great song. Same thing with the title track, Nude with Boots. Very, very strong middle third of the record. Now, the last bit of the record is interesting. You get a very, I don't even want to call it a song. It's just kind of like an intermission track with Flush, and then a really quick punk-esque song with Stupid Creep. And then I know it ends different. It ends back very metal, very raw. And if you like metal, you're probably going to dig that. I know you like Savage Hippie a lot.
Yeah, the song I played for the intro to this review.
Exactly. And it's okay. I mean, not necessarily my thing, but, you know, for what it is, I liked it okay. And Taste Better Than the Truth, I thought, you know, it kind of makes sense as a last, you know, a last track, but at the same time, I think not one of the strongest on here. But as an introduction to the Melvins, I'd be curious to see what else they have, you know, because as you were saying, the vocals change on here, a lot of influences. It's not all metal here. They're definitely based in old school rock and roll, which is something we both appreciate. So it was an interesting introduction. I'm glad that I had the chance to listen to it. And
yeah, myself too. I got to be honest. I've heard the Melvins. I've heard the name, and I've heard I heard one song off the album called Cry Baby, the one Hank Williams III was on. He did that song Ramblin' Man on there, and that's the only Melvins I've ever heard. So when I got this album, I was really surprised because this is the kind of music I like. I like heavy, hard rock, and these guys have, you know, kind of forged their own, you know, style of music. And, you know, as you can see from all the bands that have, you know, emulated them over the years. And, you know, they started out in their early 80s, I believe, in a really slow, heavy, well, you know, they're labeled the heavy sludge metal punk, which, you know, I don't like labels, but I'm curious as to listen to a few of the first albums. This is like album number 18 for them.
Yeah, I've heard, and you know, a lot of albums over 25 years, and that's a long, long time for any band to be together. Now, granted, that's not the original lineup, but still, you know, to keep everything going as strong as they have. And
well, the two members that are pretty much original, of course, you got Buzz. He was the original member. Then Dale, he came in, I think, 2 years afterwards. But since then, those two have been constant. And like you said before, you know, if you're a bass player with the Melvins, you might be short-lived because they've had a lot of them.
Yes, they have. And,
matter of fact, Gene Simmons played bass with them on, I think, 1993-94 on a couple tours, which was pretty cool.
Yeah, Gene Simmons was paying attention. That says something.
Yeah, they've got quite a following of people that have, you know, Mike Patton. He's a big fan of theirs. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. So, you know, they've influenced a lot of bands. And, you know, I'm sorry to say that, like I said before, I haven't really heard any of the Melvins up until this album. And I was, myself, since this is the style of music I like, I was pretty impressed with it.
Yeah, I would feel like I'm doing a disservice, you know, calling myself a music fan when I haven't heard of some of these legendary classic artists, you know, just because they, obviously, and we know this more than, you know, most, that just because they don't, you know, make the radio doesn't mean they're not excellent. Melvins, this is not radio rock and roll, make no mistake.
No, that doesn't even matter to me anymore because I don't like anything I hear on the radio. I mean, some of the classic rock stations, of course, those are songs that have been around for years, but any of the new music, I mean, the fact that they're not on the radio is actually probably a good thing.
And that's definitely true these days. It's definitely not the most accessible music. You can see why they never made it to the heights that, you know, a Soundgarden did or an Alice in Chains did or even really a Clutch did. You know, I know Clutch has, you know, not a mainstream following, but at the same time, they're pretty pop. They have a pretty large following. But I can see why the Melvins didn't even reach to that level, you know, of, you know, people knowing, you know, people like following them and their music. But at the same time, this was a fun listen, and it's nice to get a little bit of schooled on, you know, where the bands I followed came from. And you know, as much of an acquired taste as Buzz vocals are, they're pretty good, you know, in all different levels of it. And Dale Crover's reputation is well earned. He's fantastic.
Yeah, he's a fantastic drummer. He kind of goes off on the edge on some things, but that's what's got him where he's at.
Mm-hmm. exactly.
Well, you know, like we do every time, this is about the time where we each pick out a song to play, and I'll let you take the first pick.
Well, if I'm going to take out the first pick, then I will take track two, Billy Fish.
Yeah, I had a feeling you might pick Billy Fish, so that'll leave me with the other one. That one of my other favorite songs on here is, we talked about earlier, Suicide in Progress, track number five, so I'll pick that one.
Perfect pair of songs.
Jared, I appreciate you coming on here and doing this review with me every week, and I guess we'll talk to you next podcast right here at the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show, Jared.
All right, looking forward to it.
All right, you have a good week.
You too.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, man, good stuff. That's brand new. Album comes out next month. Brand new music from Melvins. And the album's called Nude with Boots, and that was a song called Billy Fish, and that was Jared Morningstar's request after our review. And right before that, I played mine, and the song was Suicide and Progress, track number 5 off the album. And I started the review off with another song from the brand new album from the Melvins called Nude with Boots. The song I played was The Savage Hippie, track number 10. And man, just great stuff, so I'll go out and get yourself some of this when it comes out here next month. And I started the set off a long time ago with Jimi Hendrix. And like I said before, the reason I played the Hendrix song is the band Melvins, when they started out in 1982, they were actually playing a lot of covers. And they covered mostly Jimi Hendrix songs and the band The Who. So I started this off with a song from Jimi Hendrix from his Hendrix and West album, which is a rather obscure album from Jimi Hendrix. If you ever find it on CD, you're going to be paying a lot of money for it. It's really rare, and I'm not sure why. It was released on Polydor Record labels back in 1971, I believe. And it was a rare album, vinyl album to find. And it's even harder to find on a CD. And like I said, if you find it, you're going to be paying a lot of money for it. But anyway, I played a song out there called Blue Suede Shoes. Well, I appreciate you guys hanging out with me on a chat board and everybody who's been browsing around the internet while you're listening to the Bootleg of Time radio show. We certainly appreciate all your support in keeping these kind of shows going. And like I said earlier, I want to thank Lefty Axe's LP Sides Only. He was on 9 p.m. tonight right before my Bootleg of Time radio show, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, like he always is. And he leads into my Bootleg of Time radio show here at FlapDaddy.com. But anyway, earlier on in the night, he was playing some AC/DC. He plays half sides from albums. And AC/DC happens to be my wife's favorite band. And he decided to play both sides of the album instead of just one half of it. So it was really nice of him to do that. And that's just kind of a thing that Lefty does. So check out Lefty X's LP Sides Only at FlapDaddy.com anytime you get a chance. 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time every Friday night. And also 10 p.m. to midnight every Tuesday night here at FlapDaddy.com. So like I said, help support Lefty X's show like you do mine. And like I say, I appreciate you guys hanging out and taking the time to download this podcast. Well, the show's running kind of short here. I got a little bit of time. I got time for one more short set, so I'm going to be playing some Leslie West. So dig on this a little bit, and I'll talk to you on the other side of these. You're listening to the Bootleg of Time Radio right here at FlapDaddy.com.
Wait a minute, something's wrong. Crazy bitch like a dog to win a key. Wait a minute, something's wrong.
Hey there, this is Tap Rat from The Rat. You can catch my shows Tuesday nights from 7 to 8 p.m. Central, or sometimes 7 to 9 p.m. Central. But right now, you're listening to the Bootleg Asylum Radio here on FlapDaddy.com.
All-time favorite guitar player, Leslie West, and that was off his album called Got Blues, and that's B-L-O-O-Z-E as for blues, and anyway, great version of Leslie's own version of Heartbreak Hotel. Kind of made it of his own, man. Just a great guitar player, Leslie is, and right before that, I played a couple songs off his album he released early 90s. The album's called Dodging the Dirt, and I played a version of cover song of Red House, and another cover song, Wasted Years, and if you're ever going to go out and get a Leslie West solo album, Dodging the Dirt, you're not going to go wrong with that. Just a fantastic album all the way through it. You know, really well done. Well, I hope you found something that you liked. And that's my show for tonight. I appreciate everybody who's been hanging out, like I said before, and everybody who's been tuning in while you're browsing on the internet, and especially everybody who's been taking time to download my podcast at section86.com. It comes out every Tuesday after my Friday Night Live shows. And we certainly appreciate all the support. And my Bootleg Asylum Radio Show is now on iTunes. So if you get a chance to go on there, and if you got an account with iTunes or whatever, it's a free download, just like they all are. Lots of podcasts on there, man. There's thousands of them. And I get lost in the shuffle, man. But if you ever want to have this downloaded automatically every time it comes out at section86.com, just go to iTunes. and they can hook you right up there. So anyway, I appreciate Andrew over at section86.com taking time to put my show and submit it into iTunes and make it available on a larger scale than it is here. So I just certainly appreciate all the effort and everybody who's been, like I said, everybody who's taken time to support my Bootleg Sound Radio Show. You know, just trying to get the music out there. That's what it's all about. And, you know, I play it, and if you like it, you know, just, you know, kind of spread the word and let your friends know about it. Maybe steer them toward the flapdaddy.com on Friday night shows or my section86.com podcast, you know, whatever. You know, just we just certainly appreciate all your support. Well, like I said, that's my show for tonight, and I'm going to end it as I always do. Zane Campbell has been one of my favorite artists over the last few years, and I try to get his music out there as much as I can because, you know, you gotta hear it to know if you like it. And so I play it. And I hope you find something on there. Like, I kind of mixed up every week. But anyway, that's my show for tonight, and I'll talk to you next podcast. You've been listening to the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show right here at FlatDaddy.com. Have a good couple weeks, everybody.
The five and time closed with a rocket ship ride that I went to the moon on as a child. They're closing down Main Street. Never again will I fly to the moon in such style. The barbershop's gone and the soda fountain that was down at the pharmacy rolled up and hauled off somewhere down the road. You can look for it, but you won't see.
ship ride that I went to the moon as a child. They're closing down Main Street, never